Thanks for listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines Podcast. I'm Brock Roy Lantz. Here's your local evening headlines for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. The date is set for the final pretrial conference for Lori Vallow Daybell. This is a meeting that happens prior to the trial and is the last chance for any potential plea deals in the case. According to court documents, the conference is slated for November 9th at the Fremont County Courthouse. Judge Stephen Boyce will preside at the meeting. Vallow Daybell faces either life in prison or death. She's accused in the murder of her two children, whose remains were found buried in the backyard of her husband, Chad Daybell. As of now, there is no plea deal in place, and Lori is scheduled to stand trial with Chad in January in Ada County. He's also charged with murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Senator Doug Ricks has been elected as chairman of the Eastern Idaho Republican Party. According to the Post-Register, Ricks will begin his two-year term immediately. As of right now, he's running unopposed to be re-elected for a second term in the Idaho Senate and will continue to serve as a precinct committee man in the party. Ricks has worked with the Republicans of Madison County for about 10 years and has also served as chairman of the county party. He said he looks forward to working in a larger role with the nine counties in Region 7, which is made up of Bonneville, Butte, Clark, Custer, Fremont, Jefferson, Lemhi, Madison, and Teton counties. One of Rick's priorities is to continue growing the Republican Party in Region 7, which he said is consistently the top fundraising region for the state party. He also wants to keep a healthy relationship between the party and elected officials. Idaho residents are preparing to travel for the 4th of July. According to AAA Idaho, 48 million Americans are planning to travel for Independence Day. Estimates show that 250,000 travelers will be from Idaho. Travel statistics are nearing pre-pandemic levels despite the spike in gas prices. The average cost for a gallon of regular gas in Idaho is $5.22, which is $1.72 more than Independence Day 2021. For the latest on gas prices and travel, go to aaaidaho.com. The city of Pocatello has announced Eugene Hill, nicknamed Gene, as the new chief financial officer for the city. Hill will oversee the city's financial department. Mayor Brian Blad said in a news release, "We're excited to have Gene on our team. He brings a high level of financial management experience that will prove invaluable for the city of Pocatello." Hill has worked in finance as a CFO, contract CFO, and treasurer for several companies. His role as CFO is to protect Pocatello's assets, manage the city's cash flow while meeting its financial obligations, and performing any financial reporting required by federal and state law. Hill's first day with the city of Pocatello was June 13th. These have been your evening headlines for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. I'm Brock Roy Lantz, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.